Sandra Juniel, please.
Yes, speaking.
Thank you. Sandra, you are the president of the Engelborn Probus, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Great. Sandra, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40% of your members' trips away. It's Adam here from Australian Escapes. And we are setting up with the Probus Travel Club to give your members access to much more affordable trip options. And this is recognized by your head office as well. You can always go ahead and verify it with Monica from marketing. So, Sandra, did you happen to receive any introduction email from our side?
No, unless our secretary, Wendy, might have received it.
Oh.
Because a lot of the correspondence goes to the secretary, but I'm not sure whether she will be our secretary in the coming time, that's all.
Oh, okay, no problem. I'll get that resent to you. Let me confirm your email address. It's ingleburnprobus@gmail.com, right?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Thank you, Sandra. Now, my purpose in calling is to get your answers to a few quick questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. Now, we will then send you some information to show others at your branch. So this will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have any questions. Is that okay, Sandra?
Yes, no worries.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, I would also like to inform you that, we are all about affordability and simplicity, Sandra. Now, the idea, as I said, is to save you up to 40% of your away trips and day tours. So your members are paying, as of now, they're paying way too much. We have done some comparisons. So as per Trade Travel, they have won just 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, and they're charging over $2,400 per person. We can do a similar trip from under $800 per person. Not exactly the same, but the similar experiences and all top quality. Now, ours is a more independent and affordable style of travel, Sandra. So let's get started. These are just service style questions, and I'll be as quick as possible. And Sandra, would you mind if I record this call for training purpose, please?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep. No worries.
Okay. Thank you so much. And Sandra, when you are considering getting away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within a few hours drive, or you prefer longer trips, say more than 7 days?
Well, at the moment, we've only just organized one for 3 days. But normally it's daily. They normally just like to do a day tour, not anything longer at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because our group is an older group. It's not a young group.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having problems, with some of them because they're quite elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Short-range trips. So as of now, you have organized short-range trips.
Just mainly short ones.
Okay. All right. So the reason why I ask is because we can suggest trips that might appeal to your members. Now, looking at this year, Sandra, do you have any trips planned at all?
I'm only at the moment, they're doing one for 3 days to Wingham, and they're actually catching the train to do that. But at the moment, no, because we've just had our AGM and we've just changed our tour director. Over from the one that was previously. So I'm not sure what at this stage she has planned or what. So till I actually have our next committee meeting, I really can't comment what he is planning.
So they haven't already booked the trip, or you're not sure about it, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. So you said 3 days tour for Wingham?
To Wingham in New South Wales.
Okay.
Mm.
New South Wales. All right. And approximately how many members are there?
Only about 28 are going.
Uh-huh.
As I said, our group is an elderly group, and we have to make sure that when we go or we take them on an excursion that they can have assistance if they're a bit immobile for that, for a period of time or something.
All right. So, Sandra, is this the number of groups that you have, or you have more members who are, interested in going?
I would say we'd have about 30 that would be interested in going at this stage. We've got about 100 members, but as I said, a lot of them are elderly and they just like to come to the meeting, have a guest speaker, and then have lunch and then go home. That's really, you know, what they like to do. And we don't try to push things onto them because, you know, as I said, there's some of them are in their 80s and 90s.
So have you already made a definite decision or are you still considering alternatives?
Sorry, what was that?
Have you already made a definite decision or are you still considering alternatives?
We're still considering alternatives. The Wingham one is definitely a go-ahead. They're doing that in April, so that's all done. But as for the rest of the year, as I said, we've just changed our tour director, etc. So what he has planned or whether he's going to plan longer trips, I don't know at this stage because, as I said, we haven't had a new committee meeting at this stage.
I understand. All right. Sandra, we have some of the ideas that we have for you and that might interest you in the future, including short range trips and self-guided trips via bus or, say, train. That has got, a great value accommodation for up to, 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. So this type of trip can be done, say, for 40 to 60% less than retail. That saves you a lot of money, and this is a more independent style of trip. So, Sandra, if I may ask you, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in future if they were very affordable?
Yes, if they're affordable and they can move around. That's my most important thing that we have, that they can, say, get on and off transport easy.
On and off transport. Okay, let me just note it down. All right. Okay. All right. And as I said, we want to suggest new and interesting places if possible, places you have not been to recently. So where have your members been on longer trips away in the last few years?
Some of them have been to Canberra. Some of them have been to, like, Griffith in New South Wales, I believe. They did actually, I believe, but I think this would be a little bit harder for them now. I do believe they did a cruise before I joined the club. But that was quite a number of years ago, I believe. So,
All right. So, and what places have members already indicated interest in visiting in the future, Sandra?
Well, actually, they don't say anything.
Okay.
They're quite happy. Some of them are just quite happy to go out for the day, as I said before. And this one to Wingham, as I said, about 28 of them are going to that. And they're quite happy. So they really don't stipulate, I'd like to go there.
Okay. So they're quite happy to go out as arranged.
Yes, as long as they're happy and it's a good price, they're happy little Vegemite.
All right. Sandra, our research with Probus in regards to trip traveling indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what the members are interested in doing?
Well, actually, this is my second year as president, and I was actually going to suggest to the committee that we do a little survey of what the members are happy to do. Are they happy just to do a day trip, or would they like once a year to go on a longer tour? But as I said, it's just that we've just had our AGM the other day. So the new tour director. I haven't had a chance to speak to him about anything. We don't have our committee meeting until the end of March. So I was going to suggest to him then what was he putting forward, and what would he like to do, just, and whether we should do just like a little survey. How they would like the club to move forward.
Perfect. So, Sandra, from what you already know about what your members want in regard to trips away, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, how important are the following factors for you? Let's talk about affordability. If you have to rate it between the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest, how much would you like to rate it?
Affordability, it'd be up around 8 to 9, because a lot of them are self-funded retirees, mm-hmm. and some of them, we've got a mixture of self-funded and people on a pension.
Perfect. And how about value for money?
Oh, that'd be a 10.
I assume so, because it is really important, I know. And Sandra, let's talk about, you know, flexible travel options to suit different budgets. How would you rate it between the scale of 1 to 10? This means having a choice of different types and style of travels to suit different budgets.
Oh, that'd be a 9.
9.
Up above it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So some clubs, Sandra, have one or more committee members who look after the tours and travel. So do you have anyone in charge of travel arrangements?
Yes, we do. We only have one at the moment. Mm-hmm. He does day trips. Actually, we have what they call train trippers, and we go in the city and have a look around, you know, a historic site in the city, and then we catch the train back home and have lunch, etc.
Okay.
And he's just has taken over during the coach tours and travel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is that still a Jack brand?
No.
Okay, so may I have the new member's name, please?
Yes, Graham Parker.
Graham
Parker,
P-A-R-K. Okay.
P-A-R-K-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. Sandra, now, as far as I understand, organizing travel plans and getting competitive pricing and communicating with members seems quite a task. So in your opinion, Sandra, what do you feel you or your travel organizers need help with the most? Is it like learning about what members want, or comparing different trip options, or, say, communication with members, or you need help with everything?
No, Graham actually is quite good. If he sees something, mm-hmm. he sort of works it out and says, yes, that would suit us, or no, that wouldn't. Because as I said, he's just taken over and he's just done a short, mm-hmm. this one now to Wingham, and he's organised that exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's checked a lot of the things out himself before the members are going on this.
Mm-hmm.
So he's quite thorough.
Mm-hmm. So he's quite sharp, I guess, yeah?
Well, yes, very sharp.
Okay. All right. So, Sandra, this is my last question to you, and we would like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic day trips, away trips, and travels. So that makes it a lot more affordable. So are you open to shopping around to get better prices on your trips if it saves you a lot of money?
No, I'm not sure what Graham is actually, as I said, worrying about what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit early actually at this stage to say what he really wants,
mm-hmm.
how he's going to run it all.
Okay.
I think he will be running it different to Jack.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. That completes our survey question, Sandra. And I can resend our introduction email. At your email address that I confirmed earlier. That introduces Australian Escapes, and we are the first and the biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus branch special free membership, so all the members can access the discounts and try us out. Now, because it does pay to shop around, so would you like me to resend that email to you?
Yes, please.
All right. Now, this is quite a significant step for Probus, because it means you're getting free access to wholesale Travis pricing on a wide range of options, and our pieces are much lower than what you are used to paying. Now, the real value to you is your members, you know, trips will be a lot more affordable. So you will also access our Travelers Advocate service at no charge, where we do the shopping around for you. The benefits for you is by saving you a lot of time. So we will also contact you separately about registering your branch, and I'll have your contacts updated. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then thanks for helping us with this information, Sandra, and it will enable us to do a better job for meeting your needs. And thanks again, and I look forward to it. All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.